This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10.
EnviroMedica, helping people reconnect with their biological roots and thrive. Save 15% off with code MMA15.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 654.
654.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Kimo Sabi?
I don't know. Not much. Things are happening. It's spring around here. And
spring has sprung with the nice 30 degree weather we're having and snow. You know, it's like here we go again with what? No spring, just winter. And then it just turns 90 degrees.
Yes. That's how it rolls. This is the false winter, false spring scenario. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get cold again and then warm up. But I gotta say, I'm liking this much more sunlight, you know.
Yeah, so
it's lighter out later, which is good.
Be nice if they get rid of this daylight savings time, which they I think have approved through House or the Senate. I don't remember. It just keeps like getting approved, and then nothing happens. No one. We all agree it's terrible for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but yet we keep doing it over and over. I think some states have said, well, you know what? We're not doing this anymore.
Mm-mm. There's parts of like Indiana, I think, that don't participate. So we'll see.
We'll see.
I'd say we just leave it alone. I actually prefer more sunlight in the morning and less in the evening. I think it's weird when it's late, like in July when it's like still light out at like 9:30. That's weird to me.
Yeah, that's weird. I like it could be good. I'd say like 7:30. Be dark 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
As long as we could have sunlight at 6 a.m.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let there be light.
Exactly. Like, can't we have it all the time? What the fuck?
Good question.
So where do we... Oh, I guess we could start with the one thing for the fights over the weekend. So I'm going to open a couple things up.
The big controversy?
Yeah, of the bite.
Yes, I have pictures. Do you have pictures?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We've got one. I've never seen such a sweet bite mark, so...
It's pretty epic.
Why are you going to bite someone there? That's not going to get me to release my hold. That's just going to aggravate me.
It's just nasty.
And then the guy ended up getting a tat on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Lima. And Dana White said, I was going to give him 25 grand. Now I'm giving him 50 grand. This is awesome.
I got a fucking bid bonus.
Yeah. So good on him for at least having a fucking sense of humor. Weird that you tattoo that on you, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny. That?
Yeah, it's funny, but I'm not into like ironic tattoos. But again, I'm only one tattoo deep. So
ironic tattoos. I'm trying to think about what else would be an ironic tattoo. I'm not sure. But that's definitely ironic. He's going to have it on his person for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I think it's a good story.
Yeah, pretty nasty bite. Yeah. Well, the human bite, you know.
Rabies.
Very dangerous. So lots of bacteria in those
teeth.
The
dog, cat, like all those. Very mm-hmm. dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's that goddamn dirty dog bacteria.
Yep.
The dirty old teeth.
Like a dirty old man.
Yeah, something like that. What else should we talk about? There's a lot going on, actually.
Regarding that, I don't have anything else regarding that UFC. No. I have other news if you want to go to that.
Sure, I'll just say the main event was boring as fuck, and we moved right along.
Fantastic. So, okay. We had been talking about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson the last few weeks, right? And I just found out this a few days ago that it's actually... did we talk about this, that streaming on Netflix? Did we talk about this last show?
Oh, I just lost you.
Hello?
There you are.
I'm back.
Okay.
I can't remember if we talked about this last show or not, that it was it's going to be streaming on Netflix.
Yes.
And I just find it crazy because there's like marketing that came through for me on my Netflix feed or whatever. And I just still can't wrap my head around this, that they're going to do this on like a platform like Netflix, you know, and not do a pay-per-view. And I'm just curious how much money they're going to be paying. You know, Netflix is paying for this shit, if any at all. I don't know.
Oh, they're paying a fuck ton for it. I think it's just to kick off their streaming to show like, hey, we can actually do this and maintain the stream.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are they paying for that? It's got to be... I would imagine they're paying $50 million. That would be my guess. But does that translate into, like, are people actually going to get Netflix that don't have it just to see the fight? I mean, that's what they're banking on, right?
Right. I think they are trying to create a market there. So So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I don't know if they have to reveal any kind of pay information when it's on a platform like this.
No, they never do. Because even the people, I think a lot of the comedians that do specials there, they don't even tell them like how many people downloaded their special because they don't want them to have that info as ammunition for when they go for their next special to say, oh, mine did really well, so you guys can pay me more. So it's like a lot of smoke and mirrors if you're a content provider there.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what's up. Maybe if you're like the top guy, you get to see some shit, but if you're in the top 10, I still think they fuck you, but who knows? Smoke and mirrors, all this streaming shit. So I would imagine Netflix will start charging more shortly because, well, they kind of already did, right? With the,
they raised the rates, yep.
And you can't share your account anymore, right?
Yeah, they just raised the rates like, what, 6 months ago? And then that happened, the account thing. It seems to be happening with a lot of the streaming services where they're cracking down on people in the same household, like that kind of shit.
Which is queer because that's how Netflix came around. They said, we want you to share a password.
Mm-hmm.
So they like to go back on their word on shit. And that's fine. You're going to be weird like that. Like, I don't understand how weird things open. So you're talking about Jake Paul.
Yeah. Do you have any more training footage for us?
I lost. I have the wrong thing in the slot that I was looking for. So let me see if I can find this on a Google search. Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul.
It'll probably pull up. Yep. So remember, I think last week I was talking about Jake did a picture with the tiger like Tyson did.
Yeah.
Looks a little different. Not as big as Tyson. Like,
that's so ridiculous.
Tyson looks like he's packing some heat.
I mean, he's massive in that photo. Yeah.
Well, he might be in his heyday with his white tiger.
No
shit. Which is crazy.
This is like his backyard, isn't it? He had this fucking tiger in his backyard.
And that was in the Hangover movie because they had stolen his tiger and they put him in the movie for that. So
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane how much money he had just and not very much sense. Just kind of like, oh, man, fucking tiger.
And then I think he announced that he stopped doing his hotboxing podcast. And I don't know if that was just so he can focus 100% on training.
Makes
or
sense.
If he's just moving along. It might be both. Maybe he's doing both. And then the other big thing coming out was that, you know, the UFC had that antitrust or whatever you want to call that lawsuit against them from all the fighters. And I thought, oh, that's thing. If you're a fighter, you really should take that to trial. You should have taken that to trial, but looks like they settled it, which is great for the UFC. So they settled it for $335 million.
They did.
Yep. And probably around $185,000 per fighter. It's hard to say because I don't know how many people were in that class, if it was 1,200. And I forget the timeline, if it was 2007 to 2014, but there's a window in there. Doesn't that sound cheap, though? Because I thought it was going to be a billion-ish, right?
I thought it'd be a billion or 2 billion. Yeah, it sounds pretty cheap. And the other thing I read about this is that apparently they can write this off for tax purposes. So it's just like a giant kind of a fuck you to everybody. Like, sure, we'll give you a bunch of money. And I think they said something about they disclose more details in the next 1 or 2 months once they actually, you know, kind of
finalize it in court. They said, too, is that they're going to pay it over 2 years, or at least some this year and some next year. So it spreads the hit for them financially. And it's also, there's not a rubber stamp. So the judge could say, I don't think this amounts enough.
Right.
And then the other thing it didn't mention, which I thought was a big part of this lawsuit, was the egregious contracts that it made the UFC sign. So there was no mention of if they're going to have to change how they do business going forward. This is just saying, you guys get this amount.
Yep.
Because I was expecting, can they get less egregious contracts? Can they keep their likeness so you don't sign that over in perpetuity? Can they get their own sponsors? Can they wear their own clothing? Like, what does this all entail? All I hear is they got a small chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the UFC is super fucking happy. Like, this seems like a huge win for the UFC.
Of course. Winners be winning.
It's fucking irritating. I mean, it's kind of cool for the fighters, because imagine if you were like a pie fighter and didn't make that much, and now you just get a $200,000 or less that. Half of that probably goes to taxes, so you get $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But still, not bad. But I don't know if they prorate that out or if they're just going to just go across the board.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know,
we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough, I'm sure, in the next couple of months. Listen, before we forget, we got to get to some business real quick.
Yeah, good idea.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. The season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. And after using Manscaped, I can finally say I've caught the spring fever. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit plus the Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. It's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pantalones.
Negros or azules.
Exactly. What's next? This episode is also brought to you by Lucy. Made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. Choose your strength, 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams. 2 milligrams is suitable. Oh, there he is. For someone who uses nicotine infrequently, 4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy if you have an everyday nicotine routine. And 12 might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of other nicotine. Like, if you're really going for it.
If you want to go hard in the paint, go 12. Don't be a bitch.
Choose your flavor. Mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
So it's about, and let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, warning, danger, Will Robinson. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
True that. This episode is also sponsored by Aura. Data brokers sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. Your full name, email, home address, health records, your relatives, and more. It's all out there. That's why we've been using Aura. Aura shows which data brokers are selling your information and automatically submits opt-out requests for you. Cleaning up information not only helps reduce the amount of spam that I get, but it protects me from hackers who could use this information to help them access my social media accounts, bank accounts, or other sensitive information. Aura also does so much more to protect me and my family from online threats that I can't see. You can go to aura.com/MMANuts to start your 2-week free trial.
That's right. And you get other features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and more without having to download several different apps. It's really easy to set up. And best of all, you can get everything at an affordable price. Aura is always on doing the hard work, keeping you safe so you can focus on other tasks with peace of mind.
We value our privacy, and we also value yours. So stop data brokers from exposing your personal information. Go to our sponsor, aura.com/MMANuts, to get 14 days free of a trial and see how much of yours is being sold out there.
Whoa.
It's good shit. You know, I have to say, I randomly, this happens a few times a week, I get like password reset requests for random things like my LinkedIn, Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody's obviously trying to get into my shit, you know, and a company like this can probably help with that. That always makes me nervous. I'm like, who is doing that? Why are people trying to get, you know,
same. I see it a lot for Facebook and LinkedIn. Those pop up. But I've had multiple things hacked. I think I've had LinkedIn hacked, eBay hacked, maybe PayPal. I digress. I don't want to say fuck PayPal, but fuck PayPal.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see.
I got a quick one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Walt Harris from the UFC just announced banned for 4 years after testing positive for drostanolone and testosterone of exogenous origin, which from
it's like
the samples,
he had a gangbang of supplements in his body, apparently.
He did. The thing that I found weird about this, right? Yeah. These samples were collected in June and July of last year. And there was, I think, one more in August. And only now does the sentencing come through. It's like fucking forever. I don't know. The whole thing seems weird. 4 years is a long time. He's already 40 years old. I'm guessing his fighting career is over.
Yeah, and was he even going to really fight? That's the question. Because it almost sounds like this new company that the UFC hired, they just want to make an example of someone to show, like, hey, man, we're really testing people. And look, there's a real penalty. Because why is he getting 4 years is the question. So maybe there was a 1 year. I think there might have been a 1 year already applied to him. And then they found it some more and then decided to go 4.
Yeah.
It's egregious. Like 4 years? 4 years out of the sport at any fucking age is crazy.
It is really
especially
crazy.
Especially at 40 or 41, whatever he is. It doesn't sound fair. I mean, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. But again, that's different. But 4 years, I could see... I mean, what's the right penalty? 6 months?
6 months to a year. I feel like it's time served at this point. Yeah. You know, if it happened in June or July. And I know the guy's like on a 3-fight losing streak or 4 even. So it's like, I don't know. It seemed the whole thing. You're right. I didn't even think about that. It seems like it could be they're just trying to say, look, we bust people.
Right. Yeah, look at this guy who's probably gonna retire in a fight or two. If not, he might already been retired and we don't know. So let's make an example in air quotes of him. So all you other fuckers know we mean business, but we don't really. Because I think they also said with Jose Aldo was coming back, he got some kind of exemption, so he didn't have to go through the testing pool for 6 months. Because remember, like, that was the big deal of, like, all these guys, they got to get back in the pool, but they could still do exemptions. And Jose got one to headline, was that UFC 301 in Brazil?
Yep.
Yeah. So that shit's still going because, you know, Connor's going to need something. I don't know if you want to talk about him or his movie Roadhouse at all, but.
Oh, sure. I mean, I watched it. Yesterday and today. I didn't watch it all in one sitting. I mean, it's I was gonna save it for knowledge, but basically the movie was okay, right? They had some weird CGI effects for the fight scenes. It almost felt like felt almost like video game-ish at times. They were doing this weird slow down angle change thing for the fight scenes. I was more impressed with his acting than I thought I would be. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but I was like, oh, okay, he plays this part really well. And kudos to Gyllenhaal. Holy shit, does that guy ripped. Like, and he was great. I mean, his character was pretty believable and well acted. I'm just like a big fan of the original, and I couldn't.
Was it the same story rehashed or no. just new story, similar new, character?
Similar character. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of, it has the same flavor, but not, it's different, you know, in some ways. Obviously, you know, more modern setting and different, you know, I don't know how to, I'm not sure how to put it into words, but it's different. The original is such a classic. Like, you just can't. But, you know, I don't know. I think we're going to see Connor in more roles. This is how, like, guys like Randy Couture started, you know, with these kind of roles. You know, you had Schwarzenegger kind of getting in. Like, he's I have this vibe, like, okay, I think he probably could do this. Like, it just needs a little more fine tuning on his part.
But he played,
you know, so it's
it's like the wrestlers, too. The Rock and,
Was
it John Cena getting into shit now, too?
Yep.
So it's like you build your brand and you can jump over. And if you've got some charisma, you can figure out the acting. I don't think acting is super hard. I think they were telling Connor he had to turn it down a little bit because he was probably all coked up on level 15. Like, you got to be on three, Connor. Come down to three. And they, I don't know who did this interview, but it was him and Jake Gyllenhaal. And Connor is fucking twitching like this the whole fucking interview.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I want to show it, but I'm sure it'll get copyrighted. But there's some
to look it up.
Wild interview. He's obviously on something and having some kind of freak out. So I don't know if he was on a coke bender allegedly or what, but didn't look good at all.
Yeah.
And then you just think about that. And is he ever coming back to fighting? I just keep hearing all these fucking stupid announcements like, he's going to come back in June. He's going to fight Chandler, and Chandler's been holding out forever. Connor's, he looks like he's coked out of his fucking head and his mind. And he's probably better off at this point just going into acting and forget about fucking fighting, because you're tying everybody up and wasting everybody's time. Fucking, if you're Chandler, does he get paid just to sit out while he waits? Like, this is stupid.
It is really stupid. I mean, I don't see it happening. I don't know. There's too many things that are pointing towards not fighting that tends to, I mean, one thing I'll say, Connor was in fantastic shape in that movie, like yoked, you know.
I wonder why.
Like, to the
kill. I mean, a little supplementation.
Like, yeah. Well,
because his head was like a water bottle size.
It was. So, I mean, if you, it's on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for something to watch, it was entertaining. I think you'd probably dig it, but just go in with like low expectations.
Yeah, I'm tainted because I love the original, because it's just, it's stupid classic, if that makes sense. And to go back in is blasphemous. Like how I thought, I think you thought how Top Gun the second time around was going to be terrible.
But it was good.
It was a continuation of the story, not like let's retell the same story, which some of these movies do, like Point Break, they redid and did the same movie again. I'm like, what are we doing here? This is dog shit. But are they just trying to do all these Patrick Swayze movies over then? Because that was Point Break, that was Roadhouse. Are we gonna do fucking Ghost? What the fuck are we doing here? Or Dirty Dancing? Go fuck your mother. This Dirty is crazy dancing. Talk.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
I don't even know who you'd get for that. But that might be a good one.
Maybe. So all that shit out there. I saw the PFL founder announce that Francis Ngannou is going to fight the guy who just beat Ryan Bader, Hanan Fajeria, on a PFL pay-per-view in the summer. Two questions. One, do you think that's actually going to happen? And if it does, why come back to MMA now?
Money. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. Is he suddenly worth less and he has to take less money to fight, and that's why this is going down? I mean,
I don't know. Because he made $30 million in those two boxing fights, somewhere around there. And I believe the PFL said this would happen in Saudi Arabia, so maybe they're getting the Saudi money again.
The Sheik. The Sheik is paying.
Cutting the money in.
Yeah.
So maybe he can get what he wants, because I would imagine he should command $10 million a fight. And it'd be unfortunate if he comes back and he loses to this guy.
I mean,
which could happen.
Dana's going to be laughing his ass off if that happens.
He could, but Francis can laugh just back. Like, look at all the money I got. If I stayed in the UFC, I have nothing. I have none of this. $600,000 was his last fight. So,
yep.
Good on him. Good on him. What else has happened?
Well, there's this weird story coming out regarding Diego Sanchez the last couple of days. I don't know if you saw this at all. He's, if you remember his trainer, Josh Fabia, you know, when Diego was going through some of that weird shit with the training and all that stuff, that guy was like around and in the mix. And Diego was saying that basically he hasn't been sleeping well because he's been upset about what's happening. This, he said, this guy ruined his life. The guy said that Diego ruined his reputation, but Diego said like he basically like did some Charles Manson level crazy shit to him, and he was put in these crazy situations where he had to like do exactly what the guy said, and Diego felt like controlled by him, like he was running his life, you know, like how they used to do to Britney. Like,
sure.
Remember Britney Spears? She couldn't make any decisions.
And look at her now. Totally sane.
Well, yeah.
She's dancing with knives half naked.
So the question is like, do you think that there's validity here? Like, is Diego the sane one in this relationship? Is that possible?
Well, I don't know how sane Diego was going into this, because I believe he became the yes man before that fucking weirdo stepped into the scene. But I think you should just take this guy to court and get that all sorted out, because I believe that fucked up his relationship with the UFC too.
It did.
And since he was like an original, you know, tough guy, he should not have been fucked over. He should be loved by Dana, but that guy fucked everything up. So I just take him to court, sue him, and let the court sort it out. And because it seemed like that guy was putting some fucking voodoo on Diego.
Definitely.
And some of the training you saw, like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing here? You're fucking this guy up. And who knows? Like, Diego took a lot of punishment, so he may not have been all there. And this guy saw an opportunity and fucking took advantage of him. So that's what it seems like, too.
Wouldn't be the first time that ever happened. Somebody,
And then finally he's like, oh, I got the wolf fucking off of my eyes now, and I can fucking actually see what was going on. Like, fuck, man. So yeah. I hope he does a lawsuit. Because I think Mark Hunt was doing that too. Like, Mark Hunt, I think he filed another lawsuit against the UFC.
Oh, shocking.
Some other shit. But I think Mark's got a case, but I don't know if he had the right representation the last time.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, because of all the still stems back to like all the guys that the UFC allegedly let Mark fight while they're all steroided up. It was Mark Hunt, Bigfoot Silva, and there was one other guy in there who all of them tested positive. And I think the biggest one was Brock, because everybody knew Brock got that exemption to come in on, I don't know, a month or a couple weeks notice. Mm-hmm. No way that guy's going to be steroid free. And of course, he fails his drug tests. But I just don't like to see Mark get hosed over by them either, because he lost the last one. Now he filed another one, and now he's got to pay all the legal fees. So it's just a clusterfuck. But hey, maybe he can use the $200,000 from this antitrust lawsuit to fund his next series of lawsuits. So. Who knows?
I don't know, man. That guy was always so entertaining. It's a damn shame that his relationship deteriorated so much with the UFC.
He put on some awesome fights. There was that heavyweight, that one we were just talking about, the five rounder against Bigfoot Silva, could be one of the best heavyweight fights ever, where they're just beating the fuck out of each other for five rounds. You go, what the fuck? They cannot sustain this pace. These are heavyweights. That's why you don't let heavyweights fight at altitudes. No, it's very bad.
It's bad. No bueno.
Speaking of heavyweights, let's look at Cain Velasquez doing leg extensions.
Oh God.
Full power, full weight. Max power, max weight. This is why my knees are great.
This looks really healthy for his knees.
Yeah, the trainer's just going more, more. He's got his full stack. This is the worst exercise for your knees. This and what is it? Leg extensions and whatever. The opposite
curls,
of this.
Curls, yes. Leg curls?
Yeah, they're terrible because you're isolating your knee. And especially when you're doing form like this, blasting, like do 50, bitch, come on. And then right. That's where he shred his knees out.
Yeah, I mean, you could do lightweight, probably be fine, but, you know, better off doing squats, deadlifts, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, not isolating things. It's very bad, very bad. What else is going on?
I just have some videos, so I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of... So here's, I'll start with this one. Hopefully there's no audio. Let's see, share. Okay, so check this out. Check out the form on this kid.
Oh.
Pretty impressive. Was he like two?
He even turned the foot. Oh, yeah. Like, see? Oh, yeah. He stepped into it.
He like sure it. Did. So absolutely. And I know we talked about this at some point in the past, right? This villages fighting
oh yeah
in a festival, but there was a KO that I found that apparently happened recently or something, so just thought I'd check, let you see.
Where
this.
Is it, is this Peru or somewhere?
Yeah, I believe it's Peru.
Yeah,
look at that, man.
Ouch.
Out cold, that's it. And of course they're like, hey man, you okay?
Well, whip his dick, you got that whipping stick.
Let's see one more time.
Whip him in the dick. Oh. Whip his dick.
Damn. Yeah. Pretty brutal. But, you know, people, they settle their shit every year. That's how they do it. You got beef with someone, you got to go inside the circle and squash it.
Yeah, it's all about squashing beef.
Could be worse.
Where's the beef? It's in that fucking circle. You squash it. Mm-hmm. There was a two-on-one fight that became a two-versus-two the other day. So I'll play this. So you can see the guy in white is the one. And I don't know what the rules are, but it seems like if you have a submission in, you're not supposed to attack the other guy. So, like, the ref keeps getting rolled around here. And then punching the body, the ref's like, yeah, yeah, stop. And again, it looks like the one is a weight class or two above the other two.
Yeah, they look lighter.
And then he starts kicking them in the cornhole at some point.
Oh damn.
And the ref's like, that's enough like, of that.
Get out of here.
Enough of this gay shit.
That ref just doesn't fuck around. The ref looks like a fighter.
And then this guy comes back in, and the ref's like, you know what? I told you that was enough. Fuck you. I think you spit on him right there, too. And that guy runs out. He's tapping. He air tapped out.
Wow.
But it's not over.
It's
ref
not
still
over?
Wants some of this action.
Get him out
he
of
just
there.
Rammed him out of the cage.
Wow. Throwing that guy. He's throwing everybody out.
Yeah, you're out. You're out. You're out of order. You're out of order. Yeah. Everyone's out of order. Did you see the BKFC is doing that Ben Rothwell versus Todd Duffy?
No.
That's coming up soon.
Oh, geez.
I think it's on the same card with Thiago Alves and Mike Perry.
Okay.
So they had a face-off the other day. And check out Todd Duffy's sweet hairdo. Holy shitballs.
What happened to him?
He took some time off and grew his hair out. I don't know if he's doing acting.
So he had like a flat top before.
Yes. He's going to get
totally different.
Flat-lined, but... Rothwell's gonna kill him.
You think so?
100%. Rothwell's built. He's another guy. He's built for bare knuckle.
Yeah.
And Duffy does not have the chin. Like, how many epic knockouts was he on the opposite side of?
Yeah, terrible boxing too. Not great. Mm-hmm. So
He's just a beefed up guy that tends to get knocked out. What else you got?
I have one more video. Okay. I have this weird thing I found. It's apparently on Caffeine TV. I used to play this game for funsies, like with friends, trying to get each other. Like, you ever play this? Try to get each other down. Like, there's a line that you can't cross. There you go. That's a point. So I'm just I find it crazy that these fuckers are doing this on TV. Like, the whole idea is, you know, you got to stay in the box. You can't cross the line. And then you're trying to get the other guy to fall over. So obviously it takes tons of core strength, but
yeah,
found it interesting.
I'd grab his little fucking man bun. Can you grab the man bun?
No,
just
a wrist.
Okay.
Just a wrist.
I gotcha. It's like just a tip.
It's an official sport. I think this is the same network as like the car jitsu people, I want to say.
That would not surprise me.
Trying to find weird shit. Like, what are people going to watch? Anything.
Yeah, I mean, they keep going for it, right? You got to find new shit, and some of it sticks, some of it doesn't.
Yep. And that's all I got.
Okay. Sean Strickland made a post. He was talking about his mental health. I want to get your... This is like a two-minute clip. So I will play this and want to get your feedback on it.
I'm ready.
Yo, what up, guys? Man, all week I've been fucked up, dude. I've been on the Twitter saying crazy shit, just fucking spiraling. I woke up and I told my girl, I was like, you know, babe, I feel like I'm a danger to people. Like, I don't feel like I should be out in the world, you know? And I think that, you know, I have everything. I'm rich. Famous, like I have everything I've ever fucking wanted, and I still am mentally unwell. And I get in these like mindsets to where like I want to burn everything down the world. Like I want to have nothing so I could just fucking lose it and just take out everything on people, you know? And I think that like you guys, in a weird way, are like my family. Like I've shared some shit with you guys, and you guys have shared some shit with me that like I feel more connected with my fans than I think most people feel, just because we've gone through a lot together. And man, you know, I have everything I want, dude, and I still struggle with mental health, you know. And my memory is so short that like when I've gone through this week, I think to myself, like once I get past it, I think to myself, oh man, like that was a really rough time in my life. But then when I really think about it, this happens multiple times a month, every month, you know. And again, I don't even know why I'm telling you guys this. I've just been kind of going through some shit. I'm fine. I'll be fine. I'm going to go train right now and try to hurt all my friends, and all the demons will go away. I just want you guys to know that I have everything I could ever want in the world, and I still struggle. So whatever you guys are going through, man, hope you all feel better. Go to the gym, train. Fucking wish you all the best.
So what do you think about that?
Sounds like he's definitely got some mental health issues. It sounds like, I mean, I'm not diagnosing him, but I'm just going to say it sounds very bipolar what he's describing, and seems like he's riding that wave. The part that I'm concerned about is the burning it all down kind of part. It's like, does he actually mean that? Or it sounds like he does, which is like somewhat concerning, because then is he like a danger to society? You know, so, but at the same time, the people who play aggressive sports, you know, it's like they may have gone into that in order to avoid the alternative, which is like fighting in the streets or causing a ruckus elsewhere, because it's an outlet, you know. So I don't know. I think you should go talk to somebody. That's my opinion.
I was gonna say, is he not becoming the Joker? This sounds like I'm watching the backstory for the Joker, because he wants to just burn everything down. He doesn't give a fuck about shit.
Burn it all. Yes. Yeah, maybe. I mean, the world it's down. Pretty sad. It could be all the fucking head trauma too. I don't know. But
he's fucked up childhood, like a lot of abuse. So we'll hope it'll turn out okay.
He's gonna go hurt his friends, so all will be well.
I laugh at that. Like, yeah, we go beat like hurt my friends in training, you know. This is what I like to do for fun. You know, I'm rich, I'm famous, I'm Sean Strickland, I do things, I like to fuck people up. Like to shoot guns.
Yes.
I should be like fucking Gegard Mousasi. If I train, make shit happen. Okay, Sean. Take it easy there, shooter. And when I say shooter, he really is shooter. Shooter McGavin. Speaking of which, they're making a Happy Gilmore 2.
I just saw that today, yeah. I wonder if that's going to be good.
It's hard because, again, I feel like this is a continuation of the story. Because I want to say they said Tiger Woods is going to play Chubbs' son because Chubbs passed away.
Okay.
In the show. Tiger Woods. Life.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. He's in there. One of who's that chick with the big titties? I think she's in there. She was just on Saturday Night Live.
Ooh.
There's a whole cast already announced, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if there's anything. Not a whole lot of information, but yeah. Adam Sandler is involved, so what does that even mean?
Well, he's probably like the guru, and then you'll have to have a younger Shooter McGavin will be back in it too.
Yeah. I ate pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Shit? Like, no.
So many great lines from that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think Bob Barker just passed away last year.
He did.
At the ripe age of 100, or he could have been in this again.
Should have kept doing The Price is Right.
Looks like The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Oh, did you see a UFC 300 poster? I don't know if this is real, but this is what's been propagated online.
Ooh.
You see the UFC 100, UFC 200, and... What the fuck is this? I hope that's not real.
They already know the card isn't amazing, so they don't want to show the faces. They're just going to make it look cool with the gold. That's the plan.
Or is this to like not promote the fighter again? It's the brand and not the fighter. So just let's just promote UFC 300. Fuck the fighters. I don't know. I just have a couple more things for you to some canon. I saw a pretty sweet face-off the other day. This is from... Misfits Boxing.
Okay. I like when you post these.
Yes, you know where I'm going.
I do. Hey now.
I think she was trying to kiss her too at some point here. But again, this makes me miss the old UFC when they could wear whatever they wanted.
Yeah. I mean, they never really wore this, did they?
Yeah. I remember a Kat Zingano outfit.
Oh, similar. Okay, maybe. I don't
know. Or you could see things. Like, hey, man, you can see stuff. Cool. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little tweet a week. I like this sign. This is from a Popeye's chicken. It's like, we can fight at this location, so think before you speak.
Epic.
There's a lot of fights at the chicken joints. Like what is it? The chicken and waffles, whatever that is.
Yep. I love it.
Well, KO of the week. You gotta protect yourselves at all times. Here we go. There might be sound.
Oh damn.
Poor ref. Don't get away. The rolling thunder to the top of the ref head.
He was not expecting
and
that.
And down. And that's the ones that always knocks you out. The one you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right into knowledge. They blow your canalage out.
It's okay. I'm wondering if I have anything else. I mean, I definitely talked about that Roadhouse movie, but I think that's about it canalage wise for me for this week. You know,
yeah, I got a few things. Let me pull some shit up here. Oh, so we'll do sound, but not all on the sound. So here's Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush, former drummer because he passed away. Look at this octagon of drums. How insane is that?
He's probably considered the
best.
The best of the best.
Because like, he would do all that. Like I don't even know what you call that drumming. Offbeat or...
Yeah, like syncopated? It's
something. He would do some shit and then...
There's a lot of drums.
Yeah, it is. I love this.
This is epic, yes.
I got to get this. I got to get this for next year. Little dog that. Halloween costume. Then this is Laughter Awaits on TikTok. I believe we've seen some of her work in the past.
I think we have. What the hell? That's pretty awesome. Oh, man.
Delivers the coup de grace at the end.
I mean, that looks like a good first date to me right there.
Holy shit. That guy likes to party. This guy fucks.
I'll be like, what are we doing? Bet. I'm like, okay.
I got some shit to show you. You ever heard of a luchador? what?
That would be
Okay.
epic. Imagine that actually happened. You went to some chick's house on a date, and then she busted that and started doing that. That would be crazy.
That'd be some fucking pretty sweet entertainment. I would sit back and have a couple cocktails. Like, nice. Let's see. Like, what are you all about? I got
Oh
approved for this
man.
messaging.
Yes.
Yeah. On that note, let's shut it down.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Yeah, great. Thanks for playing.